If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word.
Oh, they want some. Oh, they want some.
Mad Max on the radio. Yo, pass me the microphone.
Come on, come
on.
Mr. Mad Max. Stay tuned for your VIP Mad Max live on the Pro Flow Show show. Only on
Millennium Music Mission.
In the house.
Yeah, I used to be much Akron.
Copyright and free record.
Yo, what up, Mad Max? It's Dell checking back in from ExposeMe.org, and you know I had to call you. You on fire, baby. The Pro Flow for Show Show.
No compromises, honey, no dotted line. Your rhymes ain't better than mine.
Pro Flow for Show Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Okay. All right.
We are recording right now, and I'm not out to make you look bad anyway, for sure.
Well, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a cool guy. I'm on the same thing you are. I went to play the songs real quick on the computer, and then I remembered that we had to do a song together a while back.
Yeah,
so I
man.
I play that instead, you know what I'm saying? So,
Will you rise?
Yes, for sure, man, for sure. There's definitely a message behind your music. I'm talking to Vigilante, right?
That's right.
What part of Texas you're out of?
I am out of Fort Worth, Texas.
Now, how close is that to the border?
To the border?
Yeah, east or west?
Well, we are over, Fort Worth is about 2 hours south of Oklahoma, 3 hours west of Louisiana.
Okay, so that's,
If you're talking about the border, we're a long ways from the Mexican border.
Okay, well, definitely. I wanted to know mainly because of the time difference. You know, I was thinking you guys would be more like a 2 hour time difference.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, because I was born in Ohio.
Really?
Yeah, I was born in Cincinnati.
Wow.
So I didn't even realize that I thought we were all in the central time zone.
Really? Well, only an hour away from you, I guess. So that's cool, though. That's cool, man. How long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music since I was about 10, and I've been doing it seriously since I was 18.
Wow. That's great, man. I've seen some pictures of you. Like you're almost a bodybuilder, man.
Well, I'm trying to stay in shape.
Okay. Cool.
I'm trying to stay in shape, no doubt about it.
Why is that?
Man, I tell you, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel great. That's something that makes me feel good about myself. Yeah. It's all about personal challenge with that, too. Ain't nobody going to stop me from doing lifting more except me.
Okay, well, that sounds similar to the mindset that you have when I hear the music that you created, man. Where'd you get your style from? It's very unique.
Well, you know, it really all started really coming together when I got to college. That's where my own style started really coming out because, one, I know the sound that I have, but my style came from the lyrical content that really began coming to me when I got to college and really learning how to think for myself.
Where'd you go to college at?
I went to UTA, University of Texas at Arlington here.
Okay, that's great. What kind of training did you get?
I got a BA in history and a double minor in philosophy and English.
Wow. Okay, so the audience knows definitely that you're accomplished in different worlds. What made you? You said you've been doing music for how long?
I've been doing music since I was 10, but I've been doing it really serious since I was 18 when I got to college.
Okay, so it was just something that was natural in you.
You know, that's I know it was.
Okay,
and it was. Like I said, when I got to that point in college, though, I was more compelled to do it. Before I did it, I had fun doing it, But it got taken to a whole nother level where I was become so much more convicted and so much more compelled to do it.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that, man. So, you've been on the internet for how long, you think?
I've been on the internet since 2001, 2002.
Okay. So, that's about 4 years or so, you know. You think, has it changed anything that's been going on in your career?
Actually, it has. We've begun promoting the website a lot more.
What is website? That's for sure. We definitely got to get that.
The website is vigilantehome.com.
Vigilantehome.com. Spell that for my audience, if you don't mind.
That's vigilantehome.com.
That's great.
Okay.
Anyhow, I want to know, man, a lot of different things, because, you know, so far I think the interview's been going pretty well. You know, I got a lot of good information. Uh-huh. And my audience knows that they can find you at vigilantehome.com, uh-huh.
Right? Right.
Okay, so which artists in the industry actually have influenced you?
Well, starting out...
Well, I should ask, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Right. I should say, which artists do you like?
The artists that I like in the industry are, more than anything, Texas singer-songwriter artists.
Okay, that's a great answer, because that's about the same way I feel. Honestly.
That's what influenced me more than anything. Those and Counting Crows, those are the guys that I listen to. Yeah. I really don't even listen to rap that much at all anymore.
Really?
No.
Well, what's up with that?
I can't stand where it's going. Yeah. I'm not saying all guys in hip-hop and all guys in rap are like that.
Yes.
It seems like 98% of everything that I hear is the same. And I honestly, it drives me crazy and I can't stand it.
I understand that. Yeah, okay, so what do you say to people that would take offense to that? Because I don't take offense personally at all. I feel the same way.
Well, what I would say to them is, why would you be offended? Because it's true. If the truth really offends you, then go ahead and be offended. Because the superficiality of it, the unoriginality of it is just running rampant. I mean, I've heard...
The word superficial, what does that mean to you?
What it means in regards to hip-hop and how it sounds the same, I've heard about the chick, I've heard about the rims, I've heard about the money, I've seen the pants sagging down to, you know, to one's knees and looking the same and sounding the same. It drives me crazy, and that is what rap is becoming, man, and that's what hip-hop's becoming. And that's ridiculous.
You know, it's funny, man. When you rap, you sound somewhat hip hop. You know, and it must just be the soul inside of you. And it's cool because that's where like a lot of black music comes from. But you have a more pure form of it. And with you having this particular style, you know, I guess you can, in a way, like your music is in controversy towards what the major industry is about.
Right. Yeah.
So how do you deal with that?
Well, that is what I'm doing. I'm going, I understand it's going against the grain, and that's what, to me, it makes it marketable.
Okay.
That to me, I'm going for a whole new demographic.
Yes.
Because
untapped
I am...
market, man.
Exactly. I know exactly who my audience is. My audience is me when I was in high school. That's my audience.
Okay.
I mean, I can't relate to growing up in the hood. I can't relate to selling crack just to make some money, you know, to eat. I can't relate to getting shot at, and I don't want to.
Right.
And if you want to relate to that, or if you can, there's tons of music out there for you to listen to.
Right.
Don't listen to mine. There are millions of people who grew up just like I did, which was just fine, who are also going through things ourselves, and that's who my audience is.
Hey, man, I'm with you 100%. 100%, man. What are your goals for the future, man, with this music?
My goals for the future is to keep pumping out exactly the message that I've been put to get out there. And we're right now working on our first full-fledged album on WTFE Records out of London, who we signed with.
Wow, London? London, England.
Out of London, England. Mm. And that album is R2, The Rebels Revolution.
International. Rebels Revolution.
Right. They put out our first EP, the R1, The Rebels Rebellion. That's running around on iTunes and Real Player right now. And So and things going well with that. Everything's going really well.
They can get it on the website.
Yeah, you can actually go to my website, which actually has links, which will take you right to iTunes or Real Player, or where you can actually download it from there.
Give that address again.
It's vigilantehome.com, VigilanteHome.com.
Great, 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 man. Now, I'm sure you've built a fan base in some sort, you know, just by being on the internet and being in different areas. If your fans were listening right now, what would you say to them?
What I would say to them, man, is absolutely find out what you've been put here to do, what God has put you here to do, that purpose that you're here to realize, pursue, and fulfill. Find that out. Know what it is with no doubt, and don't let the social and cultural so-called standards of pull you away and distract you from that, because that is what will happen if you're not grounded in what you're here to do. That's going to make you unhappy. That's going to make things you're going to be unfulfilled with that. And that's what I want everybody to figure out, and I hope my music and my message in my music can help you stay true to what you're here to do.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Loud and clear, man. Loud and clear. What was the most difficult obstacle that you've had to overcome now since you started your pursuit in this music arena?
The most difficult thing that I've had to do, which I'm really beginning to overcome now, is finding the people to work with who understand what I'm doing, who believe in what I'm doing, and don't just see it as, oh, I understand, you know, this guy wants to rap,
right.
a white guy wants to rap, he's going to have an Eminem type sound, or he's going to try to do something like that. For them to just hang on a second, and don't have any preconceived notions, and understand and believe in going against what hip-hop and rap so much of it is becoming, and have a positive message, and get behind that full speed and work with me. And I've found the most incredible producer in the world who does that now.
Great. Well, that's great. That's good to hear, because different people, we have to have different soldiers in the army, because, you know, we can't just be all one.
I agree with that.
Get a look or sound or anything. We all have to reach our own audiences, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Definitely. Now, what advice would you give to the young ones listening? Because, like, to me, you're working for the future. So, what do you want to tell the kids, man?
Diversify yourself. Diversify who you listen to. Don't, if you would love country music, don't just listen to country artists. If you love hip-hop music, don't just listen to country music, man. Get out there and explore ideas and read. And so much now, because the more ideas that you can, that you are introduced to, the more, and see how the thoughts are processed, man, you can come up with your own thoughts. And that's going to make your lyrical content, your own thoughts, go to a phenomenal level. And that's what I've noticed now that people aren't doing.
Man. Wow, man, you got me at a loss for words to a certain extent, but I know you're giving them so much information, I don't have to even elaborate.
Damn, man, because that's what happened to me in college. Was I got introduced, when I started studying philosophy and history, and I got introduced to all these thoughts and how people began to think.
Right.
Showed that I can think. I don't have to agree with what they're talking about, but I had my own thoughts, boom, and busted out of my lyrics.
Great way. It's a great form to put it out, a great medium to put it out on, man.
Yeah.
I got some simple, real simple questions I want to ask you. You know, I want to know what your favorite color is.
My favorite color is red.
Red. Why red?
Because, man, it's on my head.
Okay.
It's a part of me.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, I got a more clear picture of who you are, you know.
That's right.
Well, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food is chicken.
Oh, man.
Grilled chicken.
Okay. I can agree with that one. What about your favorite drink?
My favorite drink is Diet Coke.
Right now, I want to know your latest project.
My latest project is right now completing the full-fledged album, R2, The Rebel's Revolution. Getting that done, getting that thing out, hopefully by Christmas.
Okay. But definitely check the website, vigilantehome.com.
Oh, heck yeah.
And then keep up with everything.
Absolutely, because we got... we're getting ready to do a whole new update on that and bring in some new features for that as well. And the new schedule is coming up. We got a show coming up on the 28th of October in Fort Smith, Arkansas. At the Foundation Club, and all my poetry readings will also be put on there too.
Oh, okay, great. Well, that's definitely first. A lot of different people are looking around for this poetry now. I talked to somebody on MySpace about that recently.
Uh-huh.
You have any complaints about friendships or relationships?
Friendships or relationships?
Yes.
In what sense?
What kind of
relationships?
Because a lot of people confuse relationships and friendships for business, you know. And I want to know, basically, I'm not asking anything specifically. I'm just asking complaints about people that you deal with, just on as a whole.
Looking at it from the whole is one of my biggest complaints is in regards to relationships is, man, they've got to respect you and understand what you're doing.
Okay.
And they've got to not try to doubt what you're doing. Because, man, I've noticed that a lot. Is that so many times in the relationship that I have that they flat out don't support it. I don't know if it scares them. I don't know if...
I know for sure it scares them. I think that's one thing.
And that, man, is going to hinder you in what you do and not that, allow that to happen. Because, man, when years go by and you look back and you were distracted from that, there's nothing worse, man, than just a constant butt kicking to say, boy, if I didn't allow myself to be distracted by that relationship, what would have happened? Where would I be now?
Right. Okay, well, that's cool, too. I definitely see it both ways.
It's cool that you can relate to that, though.
Yeah, definitely. I just wanted to know, personally, I didn't realize I forgot I was talking to like a philosopher in a way, you know what I'm saying? So you're like, what do you mean by that? You know, I understand that.
For
sure. Now, I've had one of the greatest interviews I've had, and, you know, I've interviewed a few different people. So, you know, I got a lot of different information here. My audience, I'm sure, is a lot more hip to what Vigilante in Fort Worth, Texas is doing.
Well, man, I appreciate that, man.
It's great. I got this all recorded. I'm going to go put on a computer now, basically, just to make sure I got it for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, man. I tell you what, I really want to stay in contact with you. I'd love to drop another track with you as well.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. I look forward to seeing what we come up with and getting in contact with you and really working with you again.
It's all good, man. I'm gonna be here for a while. I want to make a career out of this and do something positive with it. So it's all good.
I heard that.
All right. So you take it easy, my friend.
All right, buddy. You too. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right.